This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, March 24th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Today is my mother's birthday, actually. I'm not sure if it's 1944 minus 2025. How many years is that? But she's old.
She never tell you how old she was?
I don't celebrate birthdays.
But she don't want you to know.
Yeah, but I know she born 1944.
Oh, you say let's do the math.
Yeah, just do the math.
All right, so 1944
and 2025
to 2004 would be 60 years.
So she, no, she wasn't 60, man.
Hold on, 1944 to 2004 would be 60 years.
Okay.
2004 to 2025 would be 21 years.
Okay.
So she is 81.
Okay, my mother is 81 years old. Okay, I didn't know. I just know.
My mommy didn't, she don't tell me. Yeah. She's lying. Yeah. I asked to see the birth certificate. Yeah. She redacted that part.
I just know when she born. I know my stepfather born, when my dad born, when my mom born. But they say the exact age. I have no clue. I don't even know who I am. I don't.
I have similar sentiments. I'm an African.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be born in Africa. That was on the paperwork.
Yeah.
But Leela decided... She liked the Bahamas. She can stay. And here I am. I don't know how I...
Yeah.
I was in control.
You were an African having a Bahamian experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today, we're talking Junkanoo. Today, we're talking Junkanoo. We're waiting on our guests to come in studio. He says we're 2 minutes out. Recently, I'm not sure if you get to see the article, there's been a ruling about the Valley Boys again. I thought this Valley Boy thing already done with. I have concluded that it's going to be two Valley Boys, but it looks like a decision has been made. And the judge ruled that only one group, until they do any kind of appeals. And I acknowledge the appeals, that things are never over until they go to the Privy Council and they rule whatever it is. But it seems to me, and that's what I'm going to ask my guest today, it seems as if one of the Junkanoo groups own the Valley Boy name. Right? They're both Valley Boys. But one has the name. And I see recently there's an injunction. You need to explain what an injunction means too, Aaron. The Way Forward Valley Boys issued an injunction against the Junkanoo, New Providence, what do they call it? The JCNP? The Junkanoo Commission?
Junkanoo Corporation.
Corporation of New Providence.
Yeah.
That you can't use the word Valley Boys unless you use it referring to them. And tell
the way forward.
The way forward. And then tell the next group, you can't be using that Junkanoo, Valley Boys Junkanoo name unless you're referring to us. It belongs to us or whoever that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we want to have a discussion on that. What does that mean going the way forward? I see also there's supposed to be an election for the Valley Boys Junkanoo group, right?
Okay.
And I want to know how does that impact the other organization formerly known as, and see, that's what I'm gonna name now, from the other group formerly known as, how will they be able to be a part of this election? Will this new, will the Junkanoo group name, the Valley Boys, allow these other people to come and rejoin, to be a part of their organization, right? So I wanna have discussions about that. Right, the way forward. See, I use that word. Mm-hmm. The way forward, moving forward. What is it that the Junkanoo group called the Valley Boys plan to be doing? What does Junkanoo fans should be watching and absorbing? What do that other group, formerly known as, plan to do now? Should there be sit-down meetings now? Because it looks like the Junkanoo Corporation of New Providence has yielded and say, okay, y'all Valley Boys got to sort of your problem. We ain't getting involved in y'all business no more. One group could be the Valley Boys, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to have that discussion. And that's why we're waiting on our guest. He's coming through the door any minute now. And we're going to ask those type of questions to get a proper narrative of where we are now regarding the group called the Valley Boys.
Mm-hmm.
right? So you come through the door right now.
But before you, let's establish our provenance.
Go ahead.
Let's establish our location in the conversation. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but I'm a member of the greatest scrap group in the history of...
We talking Valley Boys.
Junkanoo, white people in the whole world, the spirit, except pigs and the Methuselahs.
Mm-hmm.
Where you grew up? You grew up in Mason, you grew up in Saxonstown or Valley Town?
Saxons across the street. There was Saxons through Taylor Street until they turned to one family. That's at Taylor Street Shack. And then there was Hole in the Wall Saxons, and that turned one family also. And these were the groups I grew up in, which were Saxons,
mm-hmm.
and they matriculated to one family. So my neighborhood is a one family neighborhood, formerly Saxons.
Neighborhood.
So yeah, I'm more like, I guess I'm culturally or through the neighborhood, I'm a one family person.
First of all, that's equally as fascinating as the conversation we're going to have. Thank you for taking the time to respond to my
I think he's poking. He's beating me.
Poking fun. But no, because remember the way them say only a real Junkanoo could understand or feel the beat of the drum? That's what they did say, right? Yes. I just wanted to establish our provenance for the conversation.
All the phone lines hard. I can't get my guest reach. So we got to get a narrative of what's happening now. Trevor Davis, welcome. Trevor, you're the current chairman of the group called the Valley Boys. Get his mic. Do it again.
Interim.
Yes, chairman. I can hear you loud and clear. Firstly, explain what interim is, please.
Well, firstly, let me say, put a disclaimer out there. Good morning to the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And also, as promised, when we pick up this, when we started to make our situation in the Valley Boys not just a Valley Boy problem, but a Bahamian problem, a Bahamas problem. I think Erin Green was the first person I had run into, and he was talking music, and she said she heard something about Junkanoo.
Yes, I remember that.
And so I had the opportunity to explain it to her, and she then said, you know what, come and explain it to the entire country. And then, obviously, you got involved, and you guys were the first to carry the message, not for me, but for the Valley Boys members and its fans and to the Bahamian people at large. And the message was simple, one simple message. The members of the Valley Boys Junkanoo organization wanted an election. And that was the message, and that is still the message today. So let me say thank you publicly for helping to get that message out there. So where we at now, of course, you would have known that the courts, the highest providence of the Bahamas, said that there's only one Valley Boys, and that's what he was saying from day one. And that Valley Boys happened to be the one that is properly and legally registered under the laws of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. But that being said, that I happen to be the interim chairman, and as promised, until we go into elections. Now, we promised the Bahamian public, and I think we said it right here several times, that elections will be on or before March 31st, 2025. We are in the month of March. So prior to hearing the judge's ruling, because nobody knew when it was coming, we had already ratified our constitution and our bylaws, something that never existed, as much as they say 1958 to now, had never been existed. We was able to do it in less than a year. But the ratification of the Constitution and bylaws, we now go into elections. And I'm walking and I heard you mention what everybody, this election is open there. Most definitely. If you are a Valley Boy, you're born in the Valley or you migrated to the Valley, this is open to everyone. You would have heard our PR team said immediately afterwards that go and register. That's what we were telling everybody, you know. You ain't registering for me. You're registering because you're a Valley Boy.
Okay, stop you right there.
Go ahead.
There's a group formerly known as, and there's the Valley Boys. Right. There's some disagreements and uneasiness, but right. They are Valley Boys to the core.
And so,
and I want to know, will you make space to these groups who formerly known as, who are Valley Boys to the core? Will you let them come?
You asked a question that that we answered a few weeks ago. Right after it, we said, it is open. We always welcome everybody. From day one, we were maintaining it's only one Valley Voice. Yes, we might have our disagreement. And what is the disagreement? 70% of the members wanted an election. And the remainder saying, we possibly don't need election. We need to go down the same way where the group belongs to a certain individual, or a certain individual should be a chairman for lifetime. That can't happen no more in 2025. And anybody who buys into that ideology that you could be going behind a leader or an organization without accountability, transparency, I mean, you know, just take a minute and take a deep breath and see if it makes sense. Now, the narrative is, which they try to push, that it was a coup, it was a takeover. But it don't need to be a coup. It don't need to be takeover if you do what is right, what is just by the members. I've never seen no chairman rush by himself. As much as we love our great leader, Gus, who would have taught all of us about in pursuit of excellence and how to be winners, he never rushed by himself.
I'm a man with ego.
Go ahead.
Right? I get my feelings hurt easily, and I'd be mad for life. I'd get vexed at it. Right? But if I'm a Valley Boy and I was on the other side, how will you make space for me to come back without me feeling less of a man?
We already made space. We said to register. We've been registering members from last year. I think our registration started from last year, March, April. You're a Valley Boy. You registered to be a Valley Boy. As a matter of fact, now that the smoke is clearing up and they can see clearly, they know that the court has made a decision, a lot of them already called. A lot of them now understand what's happening. A lot of them now saying, okay, I understand what's happening, but there are a few that pushed their foot so far into it that they, with their egos and with pride, they prefer to go someplace, and that's fine. At the same time, the recruitment level is all the time high. There are so many people who wanted to be a part of this great organization. One, didn't know how to get to the members to be a part or know how to register, because there was never no registration, but now they're registering. And with that, last point, and I like to tell you things first. I don't know why you was bringing out the best in me, Aaron. I'm going to say it here first again. We're going to have the Valley Boys Day, May 24th, and that's where every member and every wannabe member, all our fans, we go back to our fans, we go back to our base, and we engage everybody. We get our paraphernalia out, we make you feel whole again. Mm-hmm. We're going to apologize for what has happened over the last several years. We're going to make amends, and we're going to get back together. Something the other groups mm-hmm. wasn't hoping for, that's what we're going to do. And when you see Boxing Day 2025 and New Year's Day 2026, people be like, ah, I have my Valley Boys back. And that was the goal from day one.
Mm-hmm. I, looking at like structure and infrastructure and how the groups operate, like I'm so pleased that Cecil took me up on the question that I asked him, right? Because it really manifests how communal these groups are, right? That it's very dangerous to attempt to force a political structure on a thing, right? Like it's like forcing New Age politics on tribal politics. It's very difficult. Junkanoo groups are very special entities. They come up out of communities. It's very difficult to say, we just go form a Junkanoo group and invite people from all over the country. That group has to have a specific purpose that leads it. And so the forming of a Junkanoo group is very delicate and particular. And so structuring and evolving a group, allowing it to evolve, is also very technical and nuanced, right? Are the members open to a structure that recognizes their tenure in the party, but also reflects the egalitarian nature of the way forward? So look, we recognize in y'all as this and stalwarts, right? We recognize in y'all as the founders, the founding, the root. But that recognition doesn't give you more say or power than like any other members.
I like a senior member, senior Valley Boy member on my ID. Let people know.
Well, thanks for that. But one of the things that you'll know that is going to happen, and it's not the way forward. So we want to drop that hashtag was last year, the Valley Boys. One of the things that's going to happen with the Valley Boys, speaking to the seniority, you will see that Junkunos, as you say, are very protective.
Mm-hmm.
The Valley Boys. And some of them they've been there from day one, and you can't tell them nothing but Junkunoo. Like you say, they mm-hmm. tell you, you can't tell me nothing but Junkunoo. I didn't do this and I didn't do that. But at the same time, these same Junkunoos haven't gotten their rewards. These are the same Junkunoos that go to Bay Street year in and year out and go in the shack, and they die without their flowers. What they get? They get a rush.
So you plan to do something about that, you say?
Of course. Of course we're going to do something. We're going to reach out to all those members who've been there.
Even them disgruntled set?
Of course. They're Valley Boys. They made a contribution. Our legacy is based on what they did. The disgruntled set, I beg to argue that they're misled.
Can I be disgruntled and still have a space? It's still uneasy. You still have a space.
Because that's the energy you need to beat the drum?
Yes, and you got to remember now. You're part of the legacy, and we accept, up to this day, a lot of them are still misled. You have to stop each one of them and explain the law of the land. But how could you? How did it happen? And I always say to them, how could you rush behind something that you did not own and you didn't care to own, or the person you were following didn't care to protect it for you or protect the legacy? What do I mean by that? I mean that anybody could have walked off the street, you all know this, mm-hmm. and walk into the registrar and say, we want to register the Valley Boys.
Mm.
It's just fortunate that the Valley Boys organization, as you know it, have some people who say, listen, yeah, we need to protect this for the next generation. The next generation might not necessarily born in the Valley, but their seeds and their loins came out of the Valley. So let's protect it for them.
Let's talk Constitution. And I know you didn't bring the Constitution with you, so I don't expect you to be detailed, but it's for the listening audience who are Valley Boys fans.
Yes.
The listening audience for those who are disgruntled but still Valley Boys to the core and want to join you, but just don't know how to maneuver themselves to get back to the center, to the core, right? But they're listening, right? They hear the invitation, but they're a little disgruntled still. But they want to understand the bylaws of what they get into. Now, you mentioned that election soon come. When is the election? You can't rush me into election and I just find out that it was only one of Valley Boys.
And will I get a chance to read the Constitution before election?
Okay, so again, let me say this. As promised, right on this talk show last year, that we would, remember now, there was a deal on the table for us to get together. And in our agreement, the way forward back then, as people would refer to us, we said we will come together under the registration of the Valley Boys only. Also, we'll coexist to the two parades, and immediately coming out of that parade, which is March on or before March 31st, we go into election. So, for obvious reasons, they decline. We're still holding up the high end of the bargain. Before if the judgment wasn't made, we were still having elections because we promised the people, we promised our members on or before March 31st is election. Like I said earlier, we ratify the Constitution. We invite everybody to come and be part of that meeting. Everybody had the input. We went, we made some changes based on what some of the members asked and argued. Then we went into a nomination session where persons were nominated. Some accept, some decline. And so election was already set. What we said immediately after the judgment last week, that we will take more, we'll open back the registration.
You'll open up registration for other people to come and register?
We Valley Boys. We're part of the legacy. So we don't exclude nobody. We don't turn away members.
So you're saying talented people from that other group, formerly known as, can still nominate because they're Valley Boys and be a part of the whatever management team that exists?
I will say this without contradiction. I know for a fact they nominate some of the other side. Just to show the fairness and the transparency. We are Valley boys. And again, we accept the fact that a lot of them have been misled. A lot of them waking up this morning think that they could still use the name the Valley Boys. And I don't know why they feel that they're above the law or they could override the law of the land.
Aaron, I have a text.
Yeah.
You know, you see, I laugh at the text, right?
Yeah.
I mean, assure you the text, but I asked the text to Trevor, right? Uh-huh. Can Brian Alley run for chairman in this new unified organization? If someone nominate a Brian Alley now, say, man, I still believe Brian Alley's the most talented still. Can he at least run?
Yes. The answer is yes. And that was...
You can let Brian run?
That... We are Valley Boys. Let's be fair and transparent. This is what we promised the people. This is not about Trevor Davis. This is not about Jeff Munker or El Dico or anybody on the management team. This is about the legacy of the Valley Boys. This is about giving the Bohemian people and the public back what they used to and what they deserve. In my every movement's Aaron. Mm-hmm. Son, when I get my Valley Boys back, when we go in again, this is for the people.
I'm glad for your answer because I was about to tell y'all what I expected once a leadership team or a direction was established. The first thing is election, and yeah. Everybody, right? And if not, then I have to talk about you like I want to talk about the prodigal sons, but I ain't gonna talk about them like that because I'm torn between their intention and their capacity to deliver. However, so I want, since you're talking elections, right?
Yeah.
JCNP, elections and membership from the Valley Boys today. Did the JCNP have their elections before the court's decision was announced?
Or no.
Was made?
It was made after the court decision.
Oh, so they had the elections after the court decision?
Yes.
So which individuals from the Valley were invited or instructed to attend or recognized? I'm not sure how the JCNP elections go. When they call y'all for the meeting, did they just say, hey, Valley Boys, we have an election, send the people who you want to nominate? Has the JCNP acknowledged those who hold the Valley Boy name yet? Has there been any issue in terms of engagement with the JCNP and its new board?
Well, we were not invited to be a part of the elections for whatever reason, I don't know. I know we reach out to them and let them know, and we also send them a copy of the judge's decision. Mm-hmm. So we know they are in control of that. We know that the elections were held after the judge made a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And we also know that the chairman at that time said that he was going to be guided by the court decision. Now, you can't come back and change what you say. And that's what we need in this country. We need men to be bound to their word. And that's what's been missing. And I think that's why we always say that, you know, this has happened and crime is high. And all. We run around the bush and so much different things. When all you have to do is be a man and be true to your word. And what the word is, you're not going to get involved with the Valley Boys affairs. This was last year, July the 10th. And you're going to be guided by the court.
All right. So we're at that election. So my limited knowledge, the JCMP is comprised of elected, essentially, representatives
from
all Junkanoo groups.
Yes.
So at that election, were any individuals who purported to represent the Valley Boys elected to the JCNP board under the name Valley Boys?
The world-famous Valley Boys, yes.
And they used that language specifically?
They used that language specifically. They had promotions saying the world-famous Valley Boys has been elected to the JCNP after the judge had made this decision.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Nuri. I'll end my line of questioning.
No, man, I need you to continue to interrogate. The lines are open now. I know a number of people were calling, and we were allowing Mr. Davis to explain things. The numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And those who do Junkanoo on the family islands but are watching, you can dial 242-300.
5720. The lines are now open. You can address Mr. Davis regarding the Valley Boys Junkin' Group. There's only one Valley Boy, and that's what we hear. So we're now going to connect people to so Mr. Davis can address these questions. Go ahead, caller, producer.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Neary. Good morning, Aaron Cuz.
Morning.
And good morning to Mr. Davis.
Good morning.
You know, Mr. Davis, I've always been a Valley girl. And I love the Valley. I never supported another group. But, you know, I understand what you say you have, your intentions was, and you have achieved it. But I'm so sorry, I don't like the way you went about doing it. To me, it felt like you were strong-arming the group. It reminded me of a termite that goes into a house and just eat it from the inside out. I didn't like the way it was done. You know, I know you didn't like how they were doing things, so I don't understand why it was so difficult for you to just go there and start a group of your own and give it a name of your own and just move on. Yes, I understand that they are all Valley Boys, like you say. But the way you guys went about doing it, I don't think it was right. Right now, I don't even like the name anymore. I'm not excited about it anymore. I was not excited for Junkanoo Pass, and I don't know if I will be again because the taste that was left in my mouth, the way you guys went about doing what you guys did. Okay, I just wanted to say that.
I'll let him respond right now.
Okay, thank you so much for your call there. And you have a right, and that is your right. But at the same time, I don't know if you have all the facts that lead up to cause what happened to happen. I don't know if you have anybody that's close to you that rushed for the Valley other than you just liking the Valley Boys. But consider the fact that you have an organization where 70% of the members say they want transparency, accountability, and election. Let's think about their rights. Let's not be selfish and think about just us as individuals. Let's think about the rights for all the people that said they want to change. And this didn't happen overnight. This termite, as you call it, didn't come in overnight. These people have been in bondage for years. Now, the way it happened, like I say again, you might not have all the facts, but I'm guarantee you, when we get back on Bay Street and you see what the outcome of this new Valley Boys brings you, you'll be a member again. So again, thank you, and I apologize if you feel that it was a hostile takeover, but sometimes you need people to do things that's courageous to bring about change.
I see I have another telephone caller. Let me address the caller. I see you, Aaron. I see you. Go ahead, caller. Call Gurren once. Calling Gurren twice. Go ahead, Aaron.
No, man, go to the next caller.
We can wait.
Let's go to the next caller. I could pause.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
You're live.
Oh, okay. So, no, I just wanted to call to respond. Well, not directly respond to the previous caller, but I guess my opinion is that sometimes, while some persons, and I am a Valley Boy, Matt, but just to be, I guess, unbiased, some persons may feel, I guess, a certain way about how things were done, but from the outside, looking in, I think sometimes you have to be, I guess, irrational in doing things to get certain things done. If they hadn't done it that way, in my opinion, the existing group may have ended up in turmoil. And I guess it's like any organization or club where you should have no laws in place, protocols in place to allow everyone to have a voice. So perhaps the way it was done was for the best. So that's my 5 cents. Thank you.
Thank you very much, caller. We have another caller there, April. April's on the board, by the way. How you doing, April? Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Neary.
Good morning.
And good morning, Aaron, and to your guest.
Morning.
Good morning.
In reference to the Ali Boys, well, Davon Jones, my cousin, I want to know, does the Junkanoo Committee still consider a group coming to Bay Street don't have to be incorporated and just come as a fun group?
I may have to ask that to the Junkanoo Corporation when they're here.
Mr. Davis is intimately involved. I mean, So because the Valley Boys themselves, they've always been a fun group. The Saxons, a fun group. And as the previous caller, the lady who said she was always a Valley girl, she has a bad taste in her mouth. And consider what has happened as if it's a hijacking of the beam itself. Because, Mr. Newry, if the original Valley Boys going to Bay Street all these decades did not have to be incorporated, even incorporating the name the Valley Boys doesn't stop anyone from coming to Bay Street, stop that original fun group Valley Boys, including Mr. Davis, from coming.
Okay, I see the question.
As a group to Bay Street, right?
You were asking whether the government changed the rules in terms of Junkanoo.
The Junkanoo Committee hasn't.
No, the government changed the rules in regards to who can rush or what they will identify or acknowledge. And in terms of incorporation and what all is needed moving forward.
No, but Junkanoo itself.
Could I answer you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, please.
So first of all, we've got to remember now, you're talking about people's lives. You're talking about young people, including myself, who started rushing at the tender age of 12. You're talking about a group of young men and eventually ladies that's following somebody year in and year out. And all the persons were asking for is accountability, a voice, an election. That's number one. Number two, if you're familiar with international laws, you'll know that the international law says that if you are part of a nonprofit organization, you have to be registered because we need to see a yearly audit.
Your banking information
because international terrorism is prevalent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that requires every organization, whether it's a church, and we know the church had their fair share, whether it's a track club, any social, to be registered and to be audited. And so that's where the rules change and that's where the laws change. Now, it's just so unfortunate that the Junkanoo groups was getting away with it for so long. What do I mean by getting away for so long? If you don't have a constitution and laws and bylaws to be governed by, then you don't need to answer to nobody. So picture your kids, an organization, one day want to achieve and be a part to help the organization grow, and somebody is telling them, we don't can't accommodate you, and you can't do nothing about it because there's no laws and bylaws. What happened.
Mr. Davis, we have a break now. You want to read two texts while we go to break, Aaron?
I want to respond to something the earlier caller said. Cuz who called and referenced the Way Forward group as like termites coming in and eating away. And I just want to say this, that I'm very devastated that we would consider our children, our descendants, those who come after us as termites. The tree don't consider its saplings termites, right? And is this an indicator of a broader cultural issue where we have to remind Bahamians, you can't build a legacy without your children. Otherwise, you just build in a plantation.
Let's take this quick break. I see the calls. Calls, I see you. When we come back, we can allow you to address Trevor Davis about the Junkanoo group called the Valley Boys. There's only one Valley Boys. This is the Valley Boys. No other prefix now. And it's always on the moving forward. What's going to happen? I want to know more about the Constitution. I want to know when the elections are held. Every 4 years, 5 years, every year. We're going to talk about that also. But anyway, I see you, April, looking at me hard. Guardian Radio AM, C.A. Nuri, Aaron Green, of course, Trevor Davis. We'll be right back.
Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinda Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, 134/20 a rule. Felt, 15 pounds, $16.50. 30 pounds, $19.80. Owens, Corning Duration Shingles, and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of roof cement, $33.47. All sizes treated dimensional lumber. And of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Everybody Wins Live is bringing you the ultimate giveaway, a brand new Cybertruck. For every $30 spent, you're in the drawing for the ultimate grand prize, a Cybertruck. Join live at the Vibes Cartel Concert March 29th. You'll also be automatically entered to win tickets to see the world boss himself. 25 lucky winners every single week. Visit EverybodyWinsLive.com to get into the game. See website for full terms and conditions. Must be 18 or over to participate.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk. All day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri. Aaron Green is joining me. And we have all kind of texts. Of course, I see you. We have all kind of texts saying, no. People misinterpreting what the ruling was. But I know there's an injunction to stop people from using the name. They're saying that when the judge rule, they rule on one thing, but they didn't rule on the next thing. They rule by the NPO, but there are still some people saying, but I could use the name too. This group called the Valley Boys cannot only exclusively can use the name. All us could use the name, but I want to ask that question. Read that text, right, Aaron.
So it's two texts here that came in sort of rapid succession. The first is, in relation to the Valley Boys matter, the court made an order in paragraph 57 of the ruling, which is being misinterpreted. Leave was denied in point one, but point two only says that the registrar is free to remove the world famous NPO from the NPO register. No direct was given about the second claim, which is the world famous Valley parent company, the Valley Boys Culture Club. If the NPO is removed, the world famous is free to use the parent company, which it has already used to register with the JCNP. And then the next text was, under the NPO, okay, tell the truth, NPO is not needed. The world famous Valley Boys has a tin and is registered with Inland Revenue, Government, and JCNP. Under the NPO Act 2019, Junkanoo groups are not required to be registered as such. Please stop that narrative. So the question I want to ask is this. If there is a faction that's arguing that they are not concerned about decisions made about around the NPO Act and the Nonprofit Organization Registry, because they are in fact registered as a business, has the business, which the former text suggested is world famous Valley under the parent company, the Valley Boys Culture Club, has that business entity satisfied all of its statutory obligations under in relation to VAT? You have a TIN number. And
the Valley Boys have a TIN number. The whole group.
The point I'm making, though, is whatever that entity is, if that entity is claiming that it is not concerned about obligations to the NPO Act because it is not required to be registered under the NPO Act, it is in fact a business, has that business satisfied the statutory obligations under the various acts, statutes, that govern the space that they say that they are a part of?
Just like Trevor Davis answered that, because I know there's an injunction.
Right.
I want to hear about this injunction.
Let's take a deep breath and let's take this all in. First of all, we are in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, eh?
Mm-hmm.
We are governed by rules and regulation. even though, as Aaron say, every day someone run the red light or someone do some kind of infractions, there's still some rules and regulation. As much as we say this organization, we love the police force, is corrupt, or this person corrupt and all this stuff, there's still rules and regulation, because the first thing happened, you call the police. Good. The judge made a decision. The decision is there's only one Valley Boys. No other organization, no other business, no other anything could have part or thereof. And so again, you asked the question earlier, Mr. Nuri, if we will allow the hostile ones to be a part. These are the hostile ones who are typing. These are the hostile ones who continue to muck and make system. How long do you think you're going to get away with it? There's only one system, the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. You keep dividing, you keep spreading this that you can still use part of. You cannot. It is clear. In no other business, in no license, everything is going to be dissolved. I didn't say that. This ain't where it's coming from me. This is where it's coming from the court system. And as a matter of fact, while you were speaking, I just forward you the whole, in its entirety, what the judge have to say about this matter. And so please, y'all stop trying to confuse and divide. So the lady who called and said, call us termites, this is why it seems like it's termites, because the law is very clear, but yet you still have people mucking up the law. When you win something, everything that comes under that name goes with it. So you can't say the judge said the Valley Boys belongs to us, but we can't have this or we can't have that. Everything comes with the name. Mr. Nuri, please explain that for
your guests,
please.
Let me go to the caller, but I want to ask you, there's an injunction. There's some people appealing.
What injunction?
There was an injunction that other groups can't use a name. I saw some kind of...
No.
Okay,
I thought I saw that. No.
Okay.
There's only one name. Like, you can't go have another McDonald's or another KFC.
No.
How you can have a part off, or how someone could go open up a KFC, but I want a super KFC and it ain't going to be as big as the other KFC. Come on, man.
I understand.
Let's think, Bahamas. Let's think, let's read, let's be intelligent about this. We always say, let's be intelligent about this process.
Here's where I'm stuck, because we a slew of texts have come in referencing...
They need a call.
Well, listen, this idea that, referencing that the other faction has a TIN number. They've VAT registered. I just got this quick question. How much money is the company... How much money is the VAT-registered Valley Boys company making? If you insist that VAT and TIN number is the proof of your validity, right? Are you following the statutory obligations that come with that? But furthermore, how much money are y'all making? How much money are y'all making in the Valley Boys that you need a TIN number? Because TIN number is only for people who are making $100,000 or more a year. Is the Valley Boys a business? What type of business are you? And could the public look at the numbers, the paper? Like, what are the statutory obligations? How?
I see your point there.
Would y'all sell salty and baggy?
Say, show your records. That's what you're trying to say. Let's go to the caller so Mr. Davis can address these people who call in. Because, I mean, the phone line's lit. Go ahead, call. I can try to get all y'all in.
Good morning, everybody.
Ask Trevor Davis your question so he can respond to you. I have a couple of people
who are here. Yes, I saw that the Jungle Committee just had some elections, mm-hmm. and a lot of the formerly, I think, because you say you're all the leader of the Valley Boys now, the world famous Valley Boys, a lot of their persons, management team, got elected to the Jungle Committee. And I want to know how that would affect the group personally, or how everyone come back together.
I see that question. Okay. Thanks so much, Cole.
So let me just answer that for you. And you will also notice that they are saying that four persons from the world famous Valley Boys was elected. But you'll also notice this is the first time in the history of the JCNP from its inception, it had Valley Boys members, eh? See, you read now, you get the eye. How come no Valley Boys members on the last board? How come no Valley Boys members on the board before that? Now, all of a sudden, you get four on your first row. And not only that, we're not least worried, but that because the election was held after the judge made his decision. So we're not least worried about that.
I got a text here that says, I know they're speaking to me. You sounding pretty biased.
Okay.
I thought about it for a second, right? There is a bias, and I try to declare it all the time. That's why I started the show. Trevor's looking at me with this gal with this foolishness. That's why I started the show by declaring that we're going to establish our provenance right here. Protocol has been established. I'm a member of a Junkanoo group. Right now, my Junkanoo group is just as functional as the Valley Boys Junkanoo group. I want you all to let that sit in. My group ain't rushing 5 years. We just as functional as the Valley Boys is right now. Take all your pride, take all your 30, 60 years of rubbing cowbell together. It means nothing in this moment right now. We are equals on Bay Street right now. I simply ask a question. It was prompted by the texters. If your claim in this discussion is that you are a business and that all you need to tell me is that you have a TIN number and then I should see the folly of the argument that is being presented to me, then give me evidence of what they call it, your statutory compliance. Show me that you're a business, because to be honest, I am shocked. I'm stunned beyond belief that the Valley is representing itself as like a corporate entity, like a business. Mind you, the amount of cloth I see all wear on the non-Bay Street parades, like the non-Boxing Day and New Year's parade, I say, hold on, these by them printing cloth.
But let me just answer that, because again, you know, I studied earlier and I talk about the smoke screen and I talk about the deflection. And that is the same persons who keep saying the TIN number and I dare you to get a business license and I get... And you hit the nail right on the head. If you have a TIN number, why are you not being transparent with your members and saying, as a business, what you have made?
And what you're doing as a business.
And what you're doing as a business that you can't have elections when the election should be called.
And do you have shareholders? Are your members described as shareholders in your articles of association? Do you have any obligation to them within your own bylaws, within your own constitution, as members of a business?
Profit and loss report. Let's go to this caller. Sorry about that.
No, go ahead. Right,
go ahead, caller. April, pass the caller through. Let's do some rapid calling now. Go ahead, caller. I can hear you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Loyal Valley Boy and active member.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know how to say it, but it leaves a bad taste in my mouth, just like the first caller that I heard when I started listening, the way things went about. I, as a small business owner, know better than what Mr. Davis is saying. I know that is not how non-revenue works. Both of my parents are senior lawyers. I understand that the law does not work as he is stating.
Okay.
It is the political... The level of politics he brought to the Valley Boys is disgusting. The fact that he's using his brother and the Ministry of Finance.
I believe that. See, look how you get, disconnected, man. Anyway, let's go to the next caller. One of these callers. April, pass the next caller through. Go ahead, caller. Call again once. Call again twice. Let's go to the next caller there. Try to get everyone in. Go ahead, caller.
A godly day just talking to us along with you and Aaron, Deary.
Morning. It's so good to hear your voice this morning.
Raymond, make it quick, because we're only a couple seconds and we'll hear you.
You know, I enjoy your show. But what I want to say, right, something I wanted to ask you about last week's show, right, you had said, but boy, it got away from me. But what I want to ask pertaining to today's show, right, the gentleman that's on, what I want to ask him, what's his position in the Valley those days from when Gus was there to now? And is the group, what I want to say, is the group certified that That's not the word I want to
use. We understand.
I'm going to make it simple. It's a group being established in writing with the law that nobody else should use the name Vali other than the persons that are operating the group nowadays.
Okay.
And what was you before and what are you now pertaining to the group?
Okay, thank you.
My question. Please answer them for me.
Okay.
And thank you so much for the question. So let me answer the first question for you. As I stated earlier, I started this Junkanoo some 45 years ago. Okay? Yeah, so for those who just call and those who don't know, 45 years. That means I would have been going to Bay Street twice a year, so that's 90 parades. 45 years ago, I've been a member. Some of those years, I was not on the island. I was off in school, so of course I would have missed some years in the shack. And so as being, question B, the question, section B, the question one, my position. I started off as a naked dancer, rang cowbells, took off the shoulders, took lead costumes, and then I went into the group marshal. No, I never was part of the management team because to be a part of the management team, you had to be handpicked. This is the first time in the history of the Valley Boys, which everybody loves so much, that you could actually vote for various members in the various section, eh?
Let me try and squeeze this last caller in. Last caller there.
Three quick points.
Yeah, go ahead.
Three quick points. The first point, Aaron, do you know that you only need a tax compliance number to do business with the government,
Cousin, you're missing the point. If you are a business, some of us were stunned to see that you were a business because there's no evidence of an operation like a business. And if you are a business, then show people that you have followed your statutory obligations. That's all. That's all I said.
Mr. Davis, we got to bring you back. I thought we could get through this all in one hour.
The next one is a number of people have texted in to say, oh, y'all hang up on the people. And let me just say this, what I responded to the first texter. Callers do themselves and their message a disservice with loosely framed talking points. Sometimes those framings are intentional. Sometimes they're just a lapse. But sometimes you do yourself a disservice. You want to say something so important, but you say it in such a loose and reckless way. If it's so important to say, take the time to measure your words carefully. That's all. That's all. Ain't nobody being biased. That's why I declare my location in the conversation from the very beginning.
This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
They think it was me. They think